Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And he said unto me, write. Again, I love every time I get this part about write. 4 or 5 times in the book of Revelation, I mentioned this last week. God had to remind John to write. Why? If you'll notice, every time he told him to write, there's something spectacular happened. It's like he got caught up in it. And he kind of forgot his job was to keep writing. And he saw this marriage supper lamb and the bride and the groom and all. And he just got caught up in it. And the lamb, I could see the angel kind of nudging him. Hey, write, you know, write this down. Then he says, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper lamb. Now, before you get in these scriptures, I want you to notice there's some participants here. There's the groom. We know it's going to be Jesus Christ. He's the one. Give honor to him. There's going to be the marriage, the bride. And then there's other participants that we see in verse number 9, that blessed are they which are called. The word called literally means invited. Again, it's very important to understand that. So there's Jesus, there's his bride, and then we could use the word wedding guest so we can kind of comprehend what it's talking about. They're invited. Let me ask you a question again, just to provoke your thought, your thinking. When you got married and you sent out wedding invitations, did you invite or call, as the Bible would say, your bride or your groom to the wedding? Of course not. That's already assumed that they're already going. If your bride and groom ain't there, you ain't going to have a wedding. So who did you invite? Other guests to view it and to watch it. So we're going to have a wedding in heaven one day. Jesus, his bride, and we'll talk about who is composed of that bride, and then guests. People are going to be present to watch that, to be able to observe that and celebrate, because they're going to be part of that celebration of eating, and what a great time that's going to be. But when we look at this thing about the bride, let me give you some verses, okay? Bridal identity is earned. Salvation is a gift. Bridal identity is earned. Rewards are earned. I got quite a few verses here. You don't have to turn. I'm just going to quote them to you. There's so many verses. But let me just start in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Jesus is speaking. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whoso shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Again, we're not talking about losing your salvation. This is not the issue. This is the issue about the judgment seat of Christ and other things that we're going to look at a little farther. In Mark chapter number 8, verses 34 through 38. Jesus, when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, as we're reading these verses, think with me. Do you think that every believer, every saved person is taking up his cross and following Jesus? A simple question. No, of course not. That does not mean they're not going to heaven. They are going to heaven because of the grace of God. But we'd be silly, foolish to think that everyone who is saved is taking up their cross and following Jesus. Okay? For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? These are people who are sold out to the Lord. They would even die for him if necessary. People are martyred all the time. Are you following? Or what shall man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now I could stop and preach a sermon on that one. We sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, but Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do what I ask you to do. Which tells a couple of things. Let me digress here. If you're saved, you know you need to be baptized. Amen, preacher. You don't have to ask about it. You don't have to pray about it. Jesus made it so clear. If you love me, keep my commandments. He commanded us to be baptized, not in order to be saved, but because you've already been saved. There's some simple things that Jesus has laid out. If you love me, keep my commandments. Verse number 24, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and he will make manifest to him. And Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love me, and will come unto him and make my abode with him. He that loveth me not and keepeth not my sayings, well, it talks about, are y'all following these? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Well, let me read Romans. I got this marked. Romans chapter number 14. Verses 10 through 12. I added this to my list yesterday. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Notice it's the word brother. Brother in Christ. Well, we could learn from that, can't we? Why are we judging our brother in Christ? Not even the outside world, but even among ourselves. For why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us as believers are going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Verse number 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. It's a very important principle as we go on through these verses. Every one of us is going to stand before God and give an account of what we did. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verses 11 through 15. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, upon Jesus Christ, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. In other words, whatever you build, oh, it's up there. Yeah. Kyler, I'm impressed. Okay. I noticed they were looking at that and not at me. Okay. Verse number 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. The word manifest is be made known. We may hide some things here on this earth. It's going to be, see how that screen is up there? I don't think it's going to be on a screen like this. Everybody's going to see, well, here's Kelly, and here's what Kelly did, and everybody in heaven is going to see all the things. It's going to be made known. But between him and Kelly, I'm not going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ for what Kelly did. I'm going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ for what this guy did. Are you following? Yeah. Says yes, this is no. Okay. Every man's work shall be made manifest, made known, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, literally the penetrating gaze of Christ. He's going to look past what you did and look at your motives. Not so much of what you did, but why did you do what you did? Is that good English? Yeah. Does that make sense to y'all? Why did you do what you did? Did you do it for the praise of man, or did you do it for the praise of God? There's a lot of things we do here on earth, man. Brother Wall, he did such a, but did I do it to please him or to please man? Are you following? That's what it means when it says that it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Now, we're not talking about losing your salvation. Are you following? We're already in heaven. We're talking about rewards. And this all has to do with the marriage supper of the Lamb and the bride. It's determined there at the judgment seat of Christ. In verse number 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Again, he's not losing his salvation, but he has nothing to give to the Lord but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The preacher of old would say, a lot of people are going to get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. I know what they mean. You get to heaven by the grace of God. But what they mean, you have nothing to show for. You were saved, but that's it. Are y'all following the thought? This is yes, this is no. Okay. This should be so simple, even a caveman can understand this. I shouldn't have said that. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. This is an awesome passage. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? We're all in a race, not to make it to heaven. We're not running a foot race with the devil. If we can outrun him, we get to heaven. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about striving for the Lord, okay? But one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. Don't quit running. Don't quit serving.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.